Getting you ready, obviously, for the football game tomorrow night. Our next guest will be at the football game tomorrow night. He's back in town. He and his teammate from the 1998 Final Four and championship game will be honored tomorrow night. Two of the winningest youths of all time, Andre Miller and Mike Doliak, will be honored at the stadium tomorrow night. It's a big week for Utah basketball, too. Got a couple of big commitments already. Got a couple of big recruits in town. And it's only fitting, I guess, that Andre's back in town. He joins us right now on the Bill Riley Show. Dre, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome back to Salt Lake. We ordered up a little fall weather for you getting back here. A little rain, a little overcast today. How are things?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I landed about an hour ago with some shorts on and forgot where I was actually coming. But it's all good. It's still good weather.
Are you in from SoCal or are you in from Arizona?
Southern California.
Okay, so yeah, it's not quite as cool down that way these days. How's life? What are you up to? I saw you last year on the road a couple of different times when we were out and about, when Jimmy and I were out doing some games. Let everybody know what you're up to now that I guess basketball is finally done, right?
Yeah, basketball's been done. Just living in San Diego, just doing the family thing, and you know, still keep my connection to the university and, you know, just a little bit of traveling here and there for the NBA, and that's about it.
Did you enjoy, last year was your first year away. I saw you on the road. I said, why aren't you playing? And I remember you patting your belly and saying you weren't in shape, but you still looked like you could play a little bit. Why did you finally call it quits last year?
Well, just feeling like it was something else for me to do. I think I put 100% into basketball. And the main thing was just to move on away and be more of a family person, be involved with my kids. And, you know, the times that you guys did see me, I was at Arizona watching my older son play basketball and be a supporter of him. So it was time to make a change.
You had a great run. I kind of feel like when I talked to you last year, you were pretty much at peace with it. You didn't have any second thoughts about it. Are you still at peace with retiring the way your career ended?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think I put 100% of effort into it. I think, just the experience, it went by fast, and, you know, I walked away from the game healthy, and you know, I don't have any regrets. I know I've put a lot of work in, but, you know, I have a whole nother life to live.
Now, I got to ask, being the family guy and with your kids, are you coaching or are you just a parent in the stands watching?
I think I'm a parent in the stands watching. Of course, you know, every parent wants to coach his kids and be involved. And, you know, I just kind of sit back and try not to put my two cents in and just be a fan of the game. And, you know, not just for my sons, just for support people, kids, and just being involved. So, you know, I try not to be that crazy parent, you know, that swears he knows everything. But, you know, just to sit back and be a fan and enjoy.
Do your kids' coaches ever walk up and ask you for insight or not?
No, not really. No, I just kind of sit high up in the stands, you know, whenever I do go to games and just kind of just, you know, watch and see what's trending and what's going on with the kids nowadays and just be a supporter.
Andre Miller's with us here. He's in town. He and Mike Doliak will be honored tomorrow night at the Utah football game. He'll be on the Jumbotron. Nice little presentation. You know, you said a second ago, Andre, that you still keep your connection here, and you do because you've been around an awful lot. You've got connections on this team, guys that you know from the past, a guy like Tommy Connor who's on the staff now. But talking to a lot of former players like yourself, it really seems like this staff, Coach K and his guys, really open their arms up and welcome you guys back as much as possible. Do you find that?
Definitely. I mean, that's one thing that I try to tell recruits and people about not just about Utah, but the whole Salt Lake community. When you're involved in sports and a student athlete and you're leaving home and you're going into a new environment at a young age, you know, these people like Larry and Tommy and Jones, you just, the people in the community are so family oriented and they accept you and treat you like family. And that's one thing that I've always respected and thankful for, you know, when I came to this university, is about the family environment. They treat everybody the same, and they actually care about you. And that's the one thing that's always stood out about the university.
Do you think, because your story is well chronicled with you and Coach Majerus, but Do you think you would have had as much success as a player collegiately and maybe even on the next level if you would have gone someplace else besides Utah? Because it really seemed like you grew up a lot when you were here, Andre.
I don't know what would have happened, but, I mean, all I can say, it was the best experience for me. You know, I needed that. And, you know, just having, you know, the type of support and the friendships that I developed with my teammates and people in the community, I couldn't have asked for anything better. You know, I mean, I was challenged. We cared about each other. We worked hard together, and it was just like a family environment. So, you know, it's something that I wouldn't have changed. I don't know what would have happened if I would have been anywhere else, but I'm just thankful for the experience.
Andre Miller for a moment or two more here on the Bill Riley Show. The better question is, what would life have been like to have the facility that they have now when you were playing? That place is unbelievable.
Oh, man. I mean, I probably would, even if I had the opportunity to be drafted and go to the NBA, I probably wouldn't have wanted to leave after seeing all this stuff. So, you know, I've been out here a couple times, and I'm still walking around like in amaze about all the changes and what's going on with the university.
Do you find yourself being that guy telling the youngins, hey, we never had this, appreciate what you have, because we didn't have, we practiced back in the hyper back in the day?
I don't even want to say all that. I'm just happy to come and support the kids and be involved. So, you know, these kids have an opportunity to take advantage of, you know, a gift or a talent, not just as a student, but also as an athlete.
You know, it's funny. There's a lot of NBA teams that come in, and you played for a lot of different NBA teams. A lot of NBA teams don't have a facility that nice, do they?
Oh, none of them. You know, I mean, it's a whole different level. You know, when you think about Division I, college student athletes, you know, you basically it's home away from home, and they do a good job of taking care of everybody.
What do you make of the status of the program right now? Three straight, you're the only team in the Pac-12, Dre, the last 3 years has had a first-round pick. It started with DeLon Wright, then it went to Jakob Poeltl, and now Kuzma's with the Lakers. What do you make of where Larry and Tommy have that program going right now?
Oh, man, it's going in the right direction with an unbelievable staff. You know, they care about the guys. They put work into, you know, their kids and their families and getting to know them personally. And, you know, just representing the university in the right way. And it's always good to see, you know, guys that have been through the system and have their attachment to the university. And it's a good mixture of knowledge that can help these kids become successful student athletes.
What are you going to do aside from the football game while you're in town? You're going to connect with some folks? You going to see Mike?
Yeah, I'll probably catch up with Mike. I don't know. Do some other things. I don't know. I don't know.
Just see some folks and hang out. Well, hey, it's good catching up with you. I may see you a little bit later on this afternoon, but enjoy your time while you're here. And I'm sure Jimmy and I will see you somewhere on the road during hoop season, right?
Definitely. You guys see me, and I'll look for you guys.
All right. Thanks, Andre.
All right, you guys, take care.
Take care of yourself. Andre Miller with us here on The Bill Riley Show.